Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button, the way that your ex-girlfriend smashes her good boy, to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
Number one, it looks like boomers pulled up the wealth ladder behind them and took the lion's share of the money. But what happens once the boomers are gone? Between reverse mortgages and nursing homes, most of that wealth will probably go up in smoke to corporations. What's left will just be taken up in taxes. The middle class will be gone and all that'll be left are the working poor and the rich. Maybe AI will make us all rich. Wouldn't that be nice? If it's that bad for millennials, then just imagine Gen Z and Alpha. Up next, the gaming industry seems to be crashing right now. Are you guys playing old games or new games? Most of you answered on next that you played games from PS3, 360, and before. Or old games that have been remastered. About 95% of people responded that they were going with old games all the way. Either that or games from indie studios. New games are woke and just look at how bad The Last of Us Part 2 looks. Why the long face, babe? Number 3, an Iranian man who grapes someone staying in his place can't be deported, in case he's persecuted by his homeland for being a convicted rapist. I missed the part where that's my problem, if you're the UK. But I don't think you'll be prosecuted in Iran for graping an infidel. Meanwhile, in the UK, if you want to share offensive memes, you gotta do it in a back alley or you'll be arrested and thrown into jail. 1984 was a typo, and the evil George Orwell wrote about is here and alive today. Moving on, apparently white liberals are more likely to have a mental condition. How is this even news? I suspect this story was written by liberals to get more money from the government for their so-called mental health issues. People in the past knew how to deal with this. Open up the asylums. The cure for liberalism was always mental asylums. You wouldn't believe how sane the crazy will start to act if they'll lose their freedom to live in society. Number 5, here's one of the players from the WNBA, and she says they aren't there for our entertainment. And what are we going to watch if they don't play? How about anything else? Who is it that said the WNBA is a welfare program for tall lesbians? Oh, that's right, me. The irony is she says we aren't here for your entertainment, yet I'm entertained laughing at her pathetic attempts to get paid millions of dollars the way that the NBA players do, while her whole league is subsidized by men. Up next, Jeff Bezos is such a simp getting together with a single mother in her 50s, and is now sending invites to their wedding. Looks like he can't wait to give away another $40 billion. He could have a 20-something-year-old with a lot less baggage and a lot less Botox, and she would sign a prenup, or better yet, he wouldn't even have to marry her. He could learn a lot from DiCaprio. This just proves how easy men are to manipulate because we are emotionally vulnerable. Number 7, who can fix this woman? She's charged with disorderly conduct, violent behavior, and harassment. You know that some simp will try and fail. She looks like she would be a lot of fun in bed until she bites your ear off. There's a 50-50 chance that if you stick your schwing-schwang in that, you'll be waking up in a tub of ice missing vital organs in the morning. She looks possessed by a demon. Also notice that the mental illness ID bracelet is also present. Moving on, someone says it looks like they downloaded the wrong version of Star Trek. Looks like the right one to me, and my favorite episode of Star Trek has always been Yesterday's Enterprise. Apparently the best one was Inner Light, where Picard lives another life in the span of only 25 minutes. And it's the saddest one because the family and relationships he builds with a fictitious family were never real, or ever happened. But to him, they really did. Number 9, back in the 20th century, whoever thought this is a good idea? With a man in the house that pees standing up. Imagine dropping your toothbrush in there and seeing it get baptized in 1950s pea dust and memories. The only reason many houses had bathrooms like this in the 70s and 80s was to hide the cheap linoleum floors underneath. The only thing that looks like it's missing in here are scented candles and the three seashells. Up next, this is the face that liberals with Elon derangement syndrome make, when they don't know that the Tesla car they just destroyed was recording them on video. Not so tough now, are you? This is probably the same look he had on his face as a child when he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Except now he destroyed a $100,000 car because Don Lemon told him to. What I don't understand is why they're trying to destroy Teslas when it's usually their fellow liberals that owns these vehicles. It's like shooting themselves in the foot. Number 11, what the hell happened to this guy? Bill Burr was so cool, but then he got a case of Elon derangement syndrome from his wife. He probably still thinks he's still the red-pilled guy they used to school people on female nature during his stand-up comedy. I don't judge him because he's wearing love goggles. He's not being himself, and he's not even self-aware anymore. After you say your nuptials, you become an NPC. Then nature turns you into a cheerleader for Team Cooch. Moving on, who else agrees that they should have made her Snow White instead? I still think that they should have hired Sydney Sweeney instead. At least hire someone from the same race and with the same facial features. But bitch, please, everyone knows that Disney should hire Samuel L. Jackson for the role. He's the only one that could have pulled it off properly. In reality, we just need to let Disney die already. Number 13, we've come a long way in the last 25 years. But the old design still looks better, even if you can't put it on your wrist. In 2001, you could get 1,000 songs on an iPod, and today it's up to 60 million. But back in 2001, music was much better. And today you have unlimited capacity, but most songs suck unless you know how to look for music. In 2001, you own the files on your device. Today it's 60 million songs through the internet. Big difference. Up next, this guy says that he's running low on cash, and his partner says to maybe sell some of his boomsticks. He kicks her out of his vehicle, and now all of his money problems are gone. Who knew? But what I want to know is what other things women ask men to sell. How about our souls, our Bitcoin, valuable collectibles, cars, bikes, and pretty much anything that gives men any type of fun and is worth some liquid cash? One woman once asked me to sell my retirement investments to take her on a vacation. Number 15, why is it that African-American women, almost half the ones that are mothers, are single mothers? My bet is that being in a relationship with a black woman means you're generally going to be with someone who's less agreeable and likes to fight a lot because of higher testosterone levels among black women when compared to other groups. Also, what the hell is other? Is that aliens or something? My guess is that it would be Native American populations. Moving on, this simp says he found it disturbing when he went through some blogs, and in one of them guys were talking about how much women hated men. Young guys see through the propaganda of feminism now, and at this point the ground has become fertile for the inevitability of sex bots and artificial wombs. Also, guys, remember that women hate each other too. The sisterhood only exists when the cameras are rolling and when men are around. Based on the way that he looks, I'd say that he secretly hates them too. Number 17, remember guys, never skip genetics day at the gym. But truth be told, the black pillars are right when they say that our entire lives are a genetic dice roll. Black pillars often say that a man's life depends on only a few millimeters of bone. But this guy, on the other hand, looks like he's missing many centimeters. It's because of stuff like this that we should allow gene editing on babies when we get that technology one day. Also, height and not being autistic matter, as well as having status. Up next, the guy says that men's alone time is sacred. A woman responds by saying that women's time is also sacred. But someone interrupts her and says that women cease to exist when they're alone. She asks, according to who? And he says you can't even evaluate your own thoughts and you have to ask somebody else for the analysis. She's basically outsourcing her consciousness to the female collective. I'm glad that the idea of women's hive mind has gone mainstream. The truth is that most women fear loneliness more than they fear death. Number 19, here's the average looks match couple in 2025. Is it just my imagination or does that baby look like it doesn't belong to her? Maybe the white guy is gay and this is his surrogate mother. Either that or this guy lost a bet in high school and then was subsequently forced to marry her. But I don't think there's any way that white guy looks matched with George Floyd. I think she also looks like Preach from ABBA and Preach. This woman says that they kill their fathers and then make fun of them for not having one. But who is she talking about? Because the statistics clearly show that the majority of black males that are ended by other black males. 95% to be exact. And who exactly is making fun of them for not having fathers? This sounds like an attempt to drum up some offense and racism out of thin air. This chart also shows you that the majority of interracial violence goes from dark to light. Number 21, this woman says that a single man over 30 is a big red flag, especially one with no children. This is just projection because odds are she's a childless woman over 30 and wants to deflect some of that attention away from herself. But do you want to know what's an even bigger flag? A single woman over the age of 30 with kids. She'd probably be tripping over her clown feet to get together with a single man over 30 with no kids. Up next, what the hell kind of cosplay is this? Apparently she dressed up like this to promote a pump and dump crypto scam called Trump Chan. Great, because now you know there are guys out there choking their chicken to the president. I'm also curious as to how much Japan actually likes Trump. Ironically, she's not even Japanese, but a famous Taiwanese cosplayer. The only complaint I have is that she's not orange enough. Needs more Cheeto dust. Number 23 Martha here says that smartphones are poison for boys' minds. But what about the girls? Social media has increased the rate at which teenage girls end themselves by tenfold. So why is she pointing out that smartphones are a problem for boys' minds? Probably because boys are learning about the manosphere of female nature and have enough fapping material so they don't have to interact with biological women ever again. It's all about restricting our options so we have to rely on them. Moving on, what's with women like this making lists sharing how much men should actually be spending on them? She says that $40 is never acceptable in life. The minimum is $50 on breakfast. How about $0 because it's not worth dealing with this type of woman, even if it's for free? But with this kind of money she wants being spent on her, then she'll be looking for a white or East Asian man. Good luck, honey. If he has options, he won't be picking you. Number 25 and the last one, speaking of Asians, this popular Vietnamese YouTuber went from 5'4 to 5'7 with a leg lengthening surgery. Bro went through a dangerous and super painful surgery to still be short. This is probably the 21st century equivalent of a boob job for a man. But you better be careful, because if you do it, you risk looking like you're walking around on stilts. If you're not careful, your arms could also look super short. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.